الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear brothers and respected elders, ulama-e-kiram, sahaba-e-kiram, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran-e-Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinn and man but that they worship me. The purpose of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala creating us is that we worship Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The verse that I've recited before you, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains that He has created us to worship Him. But in order for us to really understand the meaning of this verse, we need to analyze the word that is used by Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya'budun, to worship, it is loosely translated as worshipping Allah. But the word in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains the purpose of our creation to worship Him, the word that is used and the root word of it is abdun, it means a slave. And if you have to strictly translate this word, the verse, it means that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created jinn and man so that then too they express abdiyat, slavery, submission and subjugation to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is our master. We are the slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in every moment of our life, whether it is our domestic life, whether it is our social life, whether it is business and economics, in every aspect of our life, we have to express our abdiyat, our slavery to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. زندگی کے ہر گوشے کے اندر اللہ کے سامنے عبدیت کے اظہار کرنا ضروری ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ہم کو اسی لیے پیدا فرمایا. What is a slave and who is a master? آقا کون ہے اور غلام کیا ہے اور غلامی ہونے کا مطلب کیا ہے؟ What does it mean to be a slave? One person, he bought a slave. He asked the slave, "Kya aapka naam kya hoga? What will your name be?" The slave said to the master, "Mere naam ke andar mein mujhe ikhtiyar nahi, tu mera aqa hai, tu mere jo naam rakhe wohi mera naam hoga. Whatever you keep my name, that will be my name. I have no choice in the matter." The master asked him, "Where will you sleep? Kahan soge? Where will you sleep?" He said, "There is no choice in the matter. Wherever you make me sleep, that is where I will sleep. What will you eat?" Say, "I have no choice in the matter. Whatever you give me to eat, I will have to be happy with that." Then the master then said that, "You have actually taught me what is a slave so that I could make my abdiyat in the same manner to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is what is an aqa, a master, and this is what is called abdiyat and slavery. And this is a dua that we make all the time in our salat." Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, "La salata liman lam yaqra bi Fatiha til kitab." That person who does not recite Surah Fatiha in salat, his salat is not complete. Hanafi mazhab ke mutabik hama Surah Fatiha ka padhna wajib hai. And if a person doesn't read the Surah Fatiha, namaz become wajib al-iyada, you have to repeat the salat. But what do we make dua in Surah Fatiha? Iyaka na'abud. Ey Allah, hum teri bandagi karte hai. Oh Allah, we are expressing our slavery to you. You are our master and we are your slaves. And approximately more than 25 times a day in our salat, in our farz salat, sunnah before, sunnah after, we read Surah Fatiha so many times and we say to Allah that you are our master and we are your slaves. Where Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem, Allah praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the quality of being an abd, being a slave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be for Mi'raj. He brings us higher and higher and higher. Atmosphere, hemisphere, stratosphere, is gone far above. Look at Allah praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, "Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi." That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even at that time that he is my abd, he is my slave. And that is why one very special quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was abdiyat, slavery. All the time expressing abdiyat to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is our master, we are the slaves of Allah. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akul kama yaakulul abd." I eat like how a slave eats. I eat like how a slave eats. My dear brothers and respected elders, indeed, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is our master and we are the slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us so that we may worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, express our abdiyat, submission and subjugation to Allah in every aspect of our life. And that is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created us for. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has undertaken the responsibility to provide us with our rizq and our sustenance. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne hume paida kiya bandagi abdiyat ko zahir karne ke liye, Allah ki ibadat karne ke liye. Aur Allah ne apne zimme rizq ki zimmedari li hai. Allah has taken the responsibility to provide for us. Our responsibility is to worship Allah, and Allah has taken the responsibility to provide us with our rizq and with our sustenance. He says that in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمْ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. The meaning of this is that there is not a single creature on the face of this earth, but the rizq and the sustenance of that creation is upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to provide for each and every creation. He tells us in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Verily, Allah is the greatest provider. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he was a great prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he was also a king. Allah ke nabi bhi the, baqa bhi the, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. And everything was at his disposal. He knew the language of the jinnat. He could speak to the animals in their language. He knew the language of the fish in the sea. Everything was at his disposal. What a great king he was. Aur usse behtar wo Allah ke nabi bhi the. So he once requested Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, give me a mawqa, give me an opportunity that I want to host all the animals of the animal kingdom and all the fish of the sea. Jungle ke andar mein jitne janwar hai aur samandar ke andar mein jitne machliyan hai, main unko khilana chahta hu. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam ko kaha, Sulaiman, ye aapke bas ki baat nahi, aap nahi kar sakte ho usko. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam khamosh rahe. After 1 year, after some time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, do bara guzarish ki, Allah, aap mujhe ye mauka inayat farmaye. You give me this mauka, give me this opportunity. I've got so much, you give me so much of power. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne phir aake mein ijazat di. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam started preparing. Saal bhar Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam ne tayyari ki. One can imagine kitna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam ne tayyari ki. Everything at his disposal, badshah bhi hai, jinnat unke qabze mein hai. He can speak the language of the animals, he can speak the language of the fish, everything under his control. Ek saal tak tayyari ki. Khana jab tayyar hua, then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam told the fish of the sea to come and partake of the meal. Machliyon ko kaha ki aa jao aur khana kha lo. One fish, it is mentioned that one fish from the ocean came and ate all the food up. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam phir us machli ko bulaya. Isse ke the fish ate everything, but bakiya machliyon ko kya khana, zimmedari bhi di hai. Bakiya janwaron ke liye kya khana, zimmedari bhi di hai. आप अंदाजा लगाओ, यू टोल्ड समबडी टू कम टू योर हाउस, और एक आदमी ने सब कुछ खा लिया, बकिया क्या करेंगे? सो सुलेमान अली सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम कॉल्ड द फिश, समन द फिश एंड टोल्ड द फिश, व्हाट डिड यू डू? आपने मेरी इज्जत नहीं रखी, मेरे लाश भी रखते, थोड़ा कुछ खा लेते, बकिया भी मेहमान थे. सो द फिश टोल्ड टू सुलेमान अली सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, ओ सुलेमान, यू हैव अंडरटेकन द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू प्रोवाइड माई फूड टुडे. Today I have eaten only quarter of what I eat every day of my life. Us waqt Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam ko maloom hua ki Allah ne jo farmaya, inna Allahu war razzaq zul quwwati al matin, almighty Allah tabarak wa taala is the sole provider, he is the one that provides for everyone. Fuzail ibn Ayaz, he was a very pious person, but before being a pious person, he was a thief, a bandit, highway robber. Chori unka mashghala tha, Fuzail ibn Ayaz. So one day, whilst on his errand of stealing, unhone ek ajeeb cheez dekhi. He saw something very strange. He happened to cross a river, and when he saw that something is falling from the top, ऊपर से कोई चीज नीचे की तरफ गिर रही है. He saw that there was some grain, कुछ दाना था ऊपर से. नीचे देखा तो देखा that there is an old blind snake. सांप था वो भी नाबीना, and his mouth is open. ऊपर देखा तो देखा कि एक परिंदा है, and the bird in its beak is throwing seeds directly into the mouth of the snake. Fuzail ibn Ayaz us waqt dua ki, Allah, aur us waqt tauba bhi ki, ey Allah, this is a harmful creature, a snake, aur is ajeeb andaaz ke andar mein you can provide rizq for it, will you not provide rizq for Fuzail ibn Ayaz? Us waqt Fuzail ibn Ayaz ne tauba ki. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was traveling, he was moving from Madian and he was going back to Misr. He was doing with his wife, the daughter of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. He comes to the valley, he leaves his wife there. And then, that's the time when he goes to a mountain to speak with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dil mein fikr ki, biwi ka kya hoga, khana nahi khaya. He's worried about his wife. He didn't make any arrangements. What he's going to do? Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then told him to show him a lesson that how miraculously Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provides risk and sustenance. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take a stick, hit it in a rock. And from that rock, patthar hai, chatan hai, and from inside, he saw a small minute ant. Small minute ant. And in the mouth of the small minute ant, there was a fresh blade of grass. Fresh blade of grass. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam then thought to himself, when Allah can provide rizq, Allah can provide sustenance for an ant that is locked up in a rock, will Allah not provide for the wife of Musa? My dear brother and respected elders, indeed, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. He has undertaken the responsibility to provide for each and every one of us. Our responsibility is that we earn our income in the halal way. We must understand, have one belief and one yaqeen. Aqaid ki kitabo ke andar mein likha hua hai, al-haram rizq. Which means, ke hamare muqaddar ne jo kuch likha hai, humko wahi mil karke rahega. Whatever is destined for us, we are going to get that. We're not going to get one grain more, we're not going to get one grain less. Whatever is destined for us, we are going to get only that. We need to have full yaqeen and conviction in that. And if some people think that if I don't adopt a haram way, if I don't adopt a haram way, agar main peh mein chori nahi karunga to milega nahi, chori karna padega. Some people think like that. But then remember, even if you don't steal, if that money is determined and destined to come to you, aapko phir bhi mil karke rahega. You will have the full yaqeen and conviction. And that is why the ulama of aqaid have mentioned al-haram rizqun. Yani jo haram aapke paas aaya hai, woh bhi aapka rizq tha. Yani agar aap chori na bhi karte, tab bhi aapko mil karke rehta. And let me give you an example for that. So that you could understand it very, very well. One person came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, mujhe ghora chahiye, I want a horse. Ali radiallahu ta'ala ne farmaya ki is waqt mere paas ghora nahi hai. Baad mein aana. After some time, Ali radiallahu ta'ala ne got a horse. And he told to his slave that fulana aadmi aaya tha, ghora talab kiya, us waqt mere paas ghora nahi tha, take this horse and go and deliver it to him. Jaakar se ghora unko de do. So the slave was riding on that horse to deliver that horse to a person who asked for the horse. Raaste ke andar mein jo ghulam tha, unko neend aa gayi, he got very tired, he tied the horse by the tree and he slept away under the tree. Now that person who asked for the horse from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wo saamne se guzar rahe the. उन्होंने सोचा मैंने अली रज़ियल्लाहु ताला से गुजारिश की मुझे घोड़ा दे उनके पास नहीं था अब ये घोड़ा है जो सवार है वो यहाँ सोया हुआ है आइडियल अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी लेट मी गो अनटाई द हॉर्स आई विल राइड द हॉर्स एंड आई विल गो वे और उन्होंने ऐसे भी किया द पर्सन वाज स्लीपिंग ही कम बाय द हॉर्स ही अनटाइज इट ही राइड द हॉर्स एंड ही गोज अवे अब द पर्सन वोक अप देखा कि घोड़ा नहीं है विद द हॉर्स حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کو جا کر کے بتا دے کہ کسی نے چوری کر لی تحقیق کرنے پر پتا چلا کہ ٹو ہو دا ہارس واز سپوز ٹو بی ڈیلیور خود اسی آدمی نے چوری کی ہے دیٹ مینس دیٹ ایون اف دا پرسن وڈنٹ ہیو سٹولن اٹ دیٹ ہارس وڈ ہیو سٹل کم ٹو ہم وی مسٹ ہیو فل بیلیف اینڈ کنوکشن دیٹ واٹ ایور از مینٹ فار می اٹ ول ڈیفینیٹلی کم ٹو می یس اف کورس ریمبر Again and again, rizq comes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't provide for our own self. It's not that I'm a doctor and because of my profession, I'm earning my money. I'm not an engineer, and because of my engineering skills and my profession, I'm a smart person, that's why I'm getting so much of money. No. These are means, but the essence of these means is from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ye sab kuch asbab hai, magar asbab ke andar main asar paida karne wala Allah ke saath hai. So many of you know better than me. You are living in a professional world, you are living in America. You know that how many people got degrees, but the whole life they've spent to earn the degrees, but they bring some other work besides what they have qualified. Many of you know that. Usse malum hota hai, ke aapne jo sabab ishtihar kiya, wo sabab, sabab ke haysiyat pe hai. If Allah wants, Allah will put effect in the sabab. If Allah wants, Allah won't put effect in the sabab. We are not providing for ourselves, it is Allah that is providing for us. The wealth that we have, we don't have it with our own thought, our own knowledge and our own skills. Today a person is wealthy, overnight the person can become poor. Look at the catastrophes that are taking place. Right next door to you, not far away, in New Orleans, Katrina came. People that were millionaires became paupers overnight. People that were millionaires, overnight they became paupers. Why this incident happened? Allah batana chahta hai. That what you have, uske upar aitmad na ho, uske upar magan na ho, dene wala Allah ki zaat hai. It is Allah that gives, nobody else gives. Allah gives, Allah takes it away. Yes, of course, ye dunya darul asbab hai. Sabab ishtihar karna chahiye. ये नहीं कि हम दुनिया के अंदर रहे और अल्लाह ने रिस्क की जिम्मेदारी दी है सो घर के अंदर बैठे बैठे रिस्क मिलता रहेगा. हाँ, हम तो करामत वगैरह का पर यकीन से रखते, ईमान से रखते हैं, मगर दुनिया दार रस्ता है. यू हैव टू अडॉप्ट द मींस. एंड अल्लामा शामी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह ही हैज स्टेटेड इन वन प्लेस दैट इफ अ पर्सन हैज गॉट अ वाइफ, किसी का बीवी हो, बच्चे है, डिपेंडेंट, एंड ही हैज नो मींस ऑफ इनकम, ही स्टेज इन द हाउस thinking with this yaqeen and belief that Allah ne mere rizq ki zimmedari di hai, main pura din ghar ke andar baitha rahunga, rizq aa jayega. If his wife has to suffer, if his children has to suffer, his dependents have to suffer, to us aadmi ko guna mil jayega. This person will be sinful. Why? Because this world is a world of asbab. You adopt the means and then after that you leave the effect of your means in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to adopt the means. But my dear brothers and respected elders, apart from that, remember the means that we adopt to earn our income, these are means that must be acceptable in Sharia. We must earn our income. In fact, to earn an income is a great act of ibadat. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke talab kasb al halal farizatun ba'd al fariza. To earn a halal income, it is an obligation after other obligations. In other words, that it is compulsory to perform our salah. We have to read our salah with an obligation. But in order to read your salah, you must know how to perform the salah. You must learn how to perform the salah. You must know how to make wudu. You can't expect to discard your salah if you don't know how to make wudu and you don't know how to perform your salah. So just as salat is an obligation, fasting in the month of Ramadan is an obligation, to discharge your hajj is an obligation, in the same manner, halal kamai, halal tariqe se kamana, ye bhi ek fariza hai, aur ye ek shariat ke andar mein ek farz karar diya hai. It is something that shariat has also made compulsory. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that to earn a halal income, it is an obligation after other obligations. حدیث کے اندر میں آیا ہے. It is such a serious issue. عام طور پر people think that بس نماز پڑھنا ہے, روزہ رکھنا ہے, عبادت کرنی ہے, اور جہاں تک ہماری جو کمائی ہے تو شریعت کا اس سے کوئی حکم متعلق نہیں ہے. ایسی بات نہیں ہے. شریعت کا بہت بڑا حکم اس سے متعلق ہے. To earn a halal income. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said that that person who earns haram, that person who earns haram and he feeds his body with the haram, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ the fire of Jahannam is more deserving for that body. كُلُّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم also mentioned, لا يدخل الجنة غزية بالحرام. لا يدخل الجنة جسد غزية بالحرام. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that body that was nurtured with haram, the fire of Jahannam is more deserving for that. In one hadith, Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما, وہ سنت کے اندر میں بہت اہتمام کرتے تھے. So Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, if somebody happens to buy a diamond, کپڑا خرید رہے, and if that garment is 11 dirhams, and from the 11 dirhams, 10 dirhams of it is halal, and 1 dirham of it is haram, so جب تک کہ وہ لباس اس کے بدن کے اوپر ہے, because 1 dirham of it is through haram, then وہ اس کی نماز قبول نہیں ہوتی. اس کا مطلب یہ بھی نہیں کہ نماز نہ پڑھے, but it means every possible effort must be made to reform our practices and make our practices in conformity to the Sharia. And that is why it is so important that we should conduct actually a campaign so that everybody understands the importance of earning a halal income. We are not free to do whatever we want regarding our maal and regarding our wealth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala نے Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam سب دے قوم کی طرح بھیجا. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam told to his people, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. اے میری قوم, اللہ کی عبادت کرو, اللہ کے سوا کسی کی عبادت نہ کرے. And then after he told to his people, وَلَا تَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ, کہ ناپ تول کے اندر بھی کمی بیشی نہ کرو, اس میں کمی نہ کرے. As far as weight is concerned and as far as scaling is concerned, don't cheat in that. This was the habit and the shortcoming, the deficiency in the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. They were business people and they used to cheat a lot. So Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam didn't leave them. He didn't say that it is matter regarding business and economics, unko jo karna hai, karne do. He didn't leave them free. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam told to the people, don't do this. Business and economics, earning your halal income, it is compulsory upon you. Phir farmaya, inni araakum bi khair. Allah ne tumko bahut maal diya hai. He told to his people, Allah gave you so much of wealth. Inni araakum bi khair, you are successful, you are prosperous. Allah gave you wealth, you are earning so good income, but you are doing cheating. You are not doing your business according to the Sharia. You are violating the Sharia laws of business and economics. Inni akhafu alaykum azab yawmin muhit. Uski wajah se, because of that, you are not conducting your business according to Sharia. You must wait for the azab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What the people told to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam? They told him, Ya Shu'aib, أَصْوَرَاتُكَ تَعْمُرُكَ, that it, because you are reading so much of namaz and so forth, that is why you are telling us that we mustn't do with our wealth or whatever we want to do. Generally it happens when the ulama stand up and the ulama say that aisa mat karna maal ke mutalliq, haan ye to alim hai, paisa wo hamari zimmedari hai, wo alim kya jante hai maal ke mutalliq. We shouldn't have that attitude. Allah se darna chahiye. So the ulama stand up and the ulama tells you all, bring to your attention things that are against the Sharia. As far as your wealth is concerned, respect it. Honor it. The ulama are there to guide. And it is the responsibility of the ulama to bring to your attention things that are against the Sharia. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِسْمُ وَأَصْلِهِمُ الصُّحْبِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the ulama among the Yahud. Allah speaks about the ulama among the Nasara. And the pious people, responsible people in the community and society, Allah tells them that why don't these ulama, why don't these Allah walas, when they see people, they are conducting the business against the Sharia, unko kyun rokte nahi?
لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, لَوْلَا that لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. What these people are doing, the business against the Sharia, it's a very bad issue, very bad thing. Responsibility of the ulama to stop the people. My dear brothers and respected elders, you want to understand how important it is to do our mu'amalat, our business according to Sharia. Let me give you one example. Every one of us, we are very sensitive to salat. Namaz jab padte hain, to we make sure that we read our namaz properly. Surah Fatiha padhna jante hain. Subhan Rabbiyal Azim padhna jante hain. سبحان ربی العالی پڑھنا جانتے ہیں. تشہد میں جاتے ہیں, التحیات للہ والصلوات والطیبات اچھی طرح پڑھنا جانتے ہیں. But did we sit back, think and realize what is the meaning of التحیات للہ والصلوات والطیبات and how this is related to business and economics? Let me explain to you. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از مکہ مکرمہ, he was tortured, he was persecuted. And almost after 10 years of oppression and persecution, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko upar bula diya, mi'raj kar diya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he now enters the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ke darbar mein hazir hote. Ye hadith jo main bayan kar raha, aam taur par log kehte hain ki uski sanad nahi hai, magar uski sanad mujhe mili hai Rawdatul Urf ke andar mein, ye sanad mili hai, mu'tabar sanad hai. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a declaration. Abdiyat ka izhar farmaya. Allah ke darbar ke andar mein, aasman ke andar mein. He says, At-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat. He says, oh Allah, my verbal worship. Zubani ibadat, my verbal worship. Badani ibadat, that means my physical worship, or meri mali ibadat, wa tayyibat, ye sab kuch hai Allah tere liye. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala phir apne habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko jawab deta hai, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the response to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam phir uske baad Allah ko jawab deta hai, السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. I've given the explanation just now. And this discussion, heavenly discussion, it was being heard by the malaika in the skies. When the malaika heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing so much of abuse to Allah, verbal worship, physical worship, mali worship, everything for the pleasure of Allah, Allah said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to salamati bechta hai, then the angel said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brethren and sisters, the point I want to bring your attention is, look at this. Look at this, make tajziya. Make tajziya and break it up. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, At-tahiyyatu lillah, oh Allah, my verbal worship is for you. Zuban se jo kuch nikalta hai, tere hukam ke mutabik. It is upon that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that assalamu alayka. Ma'ab, whatever comes out from your mouth, it comes out according to the Sharia, to meri taraf se tujhe salamati. The second thing, التحيات لله والصلوات, physical worship, مثلا نماز وغیرہ پڑھتا ہے, but that is physical worship, بدنی عبادت ہے. تو اس کے اوپر اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے فرمایا وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ, you make physical worship, Allah's rahmat will come upon you. And then the third part where النبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told وَالطَّيِّبَات, اے اللہ my monetary worship, اے اللہ تو نے مجھے مال دیا ہے وہ سب کچھ تیرے لیے ہے, and everything will be conducted according to your حکم. اس کے اوپر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں وبرکاتہ, اس کے اوپر اللہ فرماتے ہیں کہ اگر if you have to conduct your مال, your monetary matters according to the Sharia, تو اس کے اوپر میری طرف سے تیرے مال کے اندر میں برکت ہوگی. We meet in namaz every time التحیات للہ والصلوات والطیبات, مگر اس کے اوپر غور کریں اور سوچیں, whilst we make the commitment, hum parte to hai, but whilst we read in namaz, make firm commitment and firm dedication that Allah ne jo mujhe maal diya hai, aaj se jahan ke maqam e ulama se main maloom karke, main apne maal ko shariat ke mutabik kharch karunga. Make it intention. My dear brothers and sisters, let me give you another example. One sahabi, Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a young sahabi, and Quran Kareem ke andar mein unki taraf ishara bhi hai. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath ek safar ke andar mein gaye. In one safar, they went, in one journey. And in that journey, Zayd ibn Arqam, he heard the munafiqeen. He heard the hypocrites. They were making a plan and they were saying that so Zayd ibn Arqam, he heard the munafiqeen talking that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they go back to Madina Munawwara, then they came from Makkah, ye log to Makkah se aaye aur pura Madina ke upar in logon ne qabza kar liya. اب ہم دوبارہ جب مدینہ جائیں گے لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَسَلِ. Now we the honorable people who منافقین اپنے آپ کو کہتے ہیں با عزت لوگ, then we will go to Madina and we'll take all these people out. Now imagine زید بن عرقم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے کام میں یہ بات سنی, آئیے جا کر کے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کہہ دیا, اے اللہ کے رسول میں نے یہ بات سنی. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then called رئیس المنافق عبداللہ ابن عبی and told him تو نے ایسے بات کہی, وہ کہاں ہاں کہنے والا تھا. So he said قسمیں کھا کر کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کہا کہ میرے زبان سے ایسی بات نہیں نکلی. زید بن ارقم جوان تھے, what's happening, میں نے خود اپنے کان سے یہ بات سنی and he is making انکار to نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And then all the Sahaba, they started condemning Zayd ibn Arqam. Then how did you say this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Baharal, Nabi safar ke andar mein wapas ja rahe the. And then it was in this safar, on the way back to Madina Munawwara, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne surah Munafiqin ka nuzul karwaya. In which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says and makes tasdeeq of the zealous sahabi Zayd ibn Arqam ke unhone اس کے بارے میں جو سنا لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَرْضُ مِنَ الْعَدَرْ بِلْكُلْ سَشْتِ. Now such a great صحابی زید بن ارقم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس ہر سفر کے اندر میں اللہ کے راستے کے اندر, اس غزوہ کے اندر, اس غزوہ کے اندر میں, ہر سفر کے اندر میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And one can imagine being a صحابی reading نماز behind نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اس کی کیا فضیلت ہے. And that to bring out in a path of Allah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great maqam he must be. One day, Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did a muamala. He did a dealing with a woman. He sold an item to a woman for 800 dirhams. Allama Zayn'i ne waqai to zikr kaya, Nafur Raya kende mein, aur اب درایا فی تخریج احادیث درایا کے اندر میں بھی اس کا ذکر ہے سند کے ساتھ. So he says that he sold an item to this woman for 800 dirhams. That woman did not take physical possession of that item and she regretted buying that item. So Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala decided that he will now re-buy that item from that woman for 600 dirhams. So he got that item back and that woman still owed him 200 dirhams. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha ko pata chala ke aisa mamla hua. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then sent a message to Zayd ibn Arqam. Oh, actually he told that woman, bi'sa ma shareiti wa bi'sa ma shareiti. Jo mamla tu ne kiya Zayd ke saath bahut bura tha. Galat hai, sahi nahi hai. Then she sent a message to Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala and she told to him that tell Zayd that if he does not correct this muamala, if he does not retain the conditions, then all the time that he had spent in the path of Allah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the namaz that he raised behind Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this muamala is not according to the Shariah, sab bekar, sab zaraiga, sab zaib ho jayega. Imagine, This does not mean that we mustn't go out the path of Allah. This does not mean that we mustn't read our namaz. Every possible effort must be made to make sure that our business is according to the Sharia. One Sahabi, when khamar, drinking wine and alcohol, it was made prohibited. So finally, when the verse came down, that sharab is now completely prohibited and haram. So one Sahabi, he went out from Madina Munawwara, he went to Syria, to Sham. And he used all his capital, his merchandise, all his capital, and he bought sharab. Us waqt sharab ka bechna jaiz tha. Jab tak sharab ka peena jaiz tha, uska bechna bhi jaiz tha musalmanon ke liye. So he went, all his money, he bought sharab. When he came out na outskirts of Madina Munawwara, to kisi ne unko bataya ki dekho sharab haram ho gaya. One can imagine, put myself and yourself in that situation. Hamare paas sab kuch paise hai, all our capital, we take and we buy something, phir baad mein kisi ne bataya, mufti sahab khade ho gaye, mufti kaha ki dekho karna haram hai. Kaha mufti kya kare yaar, paise to kharch kar liya. That's why we'll say, taweelat karte rahenge. But ye iman ki kamzori ki baat hai. Allah ke raaste mein waqt lagao aur iman ko pukhta karo. My dear brothers and respected elders, so this Sahabi, he went, he bought all the sharab, and he was out because of Madina Munawwara. All his money he used in that. He thought he'll come and sell the sharab in Madina Munawwara. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke paas pahunche, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko kaha, ya Allah ke Rasool, maine suna ki sharab haram ho gaya, magar Sham se, Syria se, maine itna sara sharab, pura charaban, maine usko khareed liya. Kya karu? Dekho, that ehsaas was in him. That ehsaas was in him. He didn't just think, chalo, wo kar lu, baad mein toba kar lunga. Aisa nahi kaha. But first he went and checked up, found out whether it is right thing to do or not. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kaha, dekho, ab se sharab haram ho gaya, aur usko tod da. All his money was used in that. He takes with his own hands every container and he breaks it himself. He was not worried that all his money will get broken. Unka iman na toot jaye. Iman na toot jaye. Sharab ke bartan hi toot jaye beshak, magar iman na toot jaye. My dear brothers and respected elders, how important it is that we conduct our muamalat and we do our dealings according to Sharia. My dear brothers and respected elders, I don't want to discuss the technical issues of business and economics here. Alhamdulillah, you have reputable ulama, you have the Sharia board here under the expert guidance of Hadhrat Mufti Sahab Maddazilluhu, and you can refer to the local ulama on the technical issues of business and economics. Albatta, I want to draw your attention to one thing that is common everywhere in the world today, or zikr khub Qur'an Kareem ke andar maujood hai. And that is interest and riba. So common. But how many of us see that to be serious as Allah mentions it in the Quran Kareem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about riba in the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa zaru ma baqiya min riba in kuntum mu'minin. O you who believe, fear Allah. Allah is addressing people with iman. If you've got the spark of iman in your heart, then you should be conscious, you should know that you cannot deal in riba, you cannot deal in interest. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells, stop it, chhod usko. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you don't stop it, riba and haram, if you don't stop it, then remember, فَأَذَنُوا بِعَدْبِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There's a declaration of war. جَنْدُ کا اعلان ہے اللہ کے رسول کی طرف اس آدمی کے خلاف جو ربوی معاملہ کے اندر میں مبتلا ہے. One can imagine when Allah the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares war against that person who engages in interest-bearing transactions, how can the person be successful? Isa aami kabhi bhi kamyab nahi ho sakta. Outwardly, the wealth is increasing. Outwardly, the wealth is increasing. But remember that as much as it's outwardly increasing, but there won't be any barakat in that. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, إِنَّ الرِّبَا وَإِنْ كَسُرَ فَإِنَّ عَاقِبَتَهُ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, riba, interest, especially for that person who is taking or giving to somebody else, riba outwardly is an increase, مگر اس کا انجام ہمیشہ نقصان کی طرف. And we should bring iman on not the outward increase of the money. Our iman should be on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai, Abu Huraira Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala ki riwayat hai. He says that dirham riba ya'kuluhu ar-rajul wa huwa ya'lam ashadd min 36 zinya, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that person who pays one dirham of interest, he knows that it is haram. In spite of that, he engages himself in interest-bearing transactions. That is worse than the individual committing zina with his own mother 36 times. Like that, nobody would throw even a lustful glance to his own mother. Jo Amir Salim Uttaba hai, wo unke maa ko buri nazar se nahi dekhta, ke jayegi unke walida ke saath wo zina kare. But here, when you're dealing in interest-bearing transactions, it is worse than committing 56 times zina with your own mother. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 70 different fraternities, 70 different branches of riba. Riba, uske 70 shaakhe hai, balki 70 se zyada shaakhe hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmaya that the least of zina, of interest, is that a person commits zina with his mother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mi'raj mein gaye. He went for mi'raj. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that there are certain people that their stomachs are bloated up. Unke pet kaafi bade hai. And inside the stomach, there were snakes inside. Saap andar mein the. And from outside you could see the snakes, and from inside you could see the snakes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se poocha, ke Jibreel ye kya cheez hai, what is this? Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, that these people whose stomachs are made big, and inside there are snakes which could be seen from the outside, هَاُولَٰئِ عَاتِلُ الرِّبَى, these are those people that engage in interest-bearing transactions. My dear brothers and respected elders, it is such a serious thing. Sometimes, why do the people engage in interest-bearing transactions? Why do you have to do it? The most important thing is, we need to make adjustments in our way of living. Adjustments in our way of living. Agar aapke paas maal ho, to khareed lo. Maal nahi hai, stay away from it. Don't look at that person that is got more wealth than you. Tirmizi ke andar ek sahabi, ghalib ek tabi, unke nasihat. He says that when it comes to worldly issues, balki deen ke mamlaat ke andar mein, when it comes to deeni matters, look at that person that is higher than you. Look at that person that is higher than you. If you are reading 2 times namaz a day, or you are reading 5 times namaz a day, look at that person who is reading his nafal namaz, he is reading his ishraq namaz, he is reading his chash namaz, he is reading awabi namaz. Look at that person and try to imitate him. Don't look at that person who is lower than you when it comes to deeni matters. In other words, if you are reading that 2 times namaz, so don't look at that person not reading any namaz or joke hai ke ye main to wo to namaz nahi padta, main to kam se kam 2 namaz hai padta hu. Don't do that when it comes to deeni matters. Yes, when it comes to worldly issues, dunyavi mamlaat ke andar mein, look at that person that is lower than you, don't look at that person that is higher than you. If you got a hut, agar aapke paas jhopdi ho, us aadmi ko dekho jiske paas makan nahi hai. Don't go look at that person jiske paas castle hai. Don't go look at that person who's got a mahal and got a castle, and fir jaakar sab jhopri ko tod de. Ye koi aqalmandi aur danishmandi ki baat nahi. Why the people who do this? It is because of this, their nazar is always on those people who is higher than them and more wealthy than them, and that is when the person now will want to make every possible effort to stay in line with the wealthy people. Aur kabhi sukoon nahi hoga. Sahabi farmate hai, the one sahabi says that when I lived with the rich people, jab main maldaron ke saath rehta tha, mujhe kabhi sukoon nahi milta tha. Why? Because I saw in our terms, that if you got one old car, you see somebody with a BMW or somebody with a Mercedes, then har waqt dil ke andar khwahish hoti hai ki unke paas hai, mere paas kyun nahi. When you see one person, he's got a big castle, she say that no, if he's got a castle, I too will get a castle. And you wake up in the morning till the evening with this mindset that what that person gets, you will also get. Kabhi sukoon nahi hota. But he says when I started living with the poor people, so what sukoon, he sukoon tha. Why? Because they didn't have it, and then whatever I had, I appreciated. And this is what we should do, we should make adjustments in our standard of living. And that's why Maulana Shafii Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, بہت بہترین بات فرمائی, ویری بیوٹیفلی ہی مینشن, ہی سیز دیٹ دیکھو اگر ضرورت ہو تو بازار جانا, اٹ از اے نیڈ فار یو تو بازار جانا. فار ایگزامپل یو نیڈ ٹو بائی کروکری, یو نیڈ ٹو بائی ملک, یو نیڈ ٹو بائی بریڈ, دین اونلی یو دس دس از ضرورت, دس از نیڈ, ناؤ یو گو ٹو بازار. بٹ ہی سیز بازار جا کر کے ضرورت تلاش مت کرو. If you go to Zurura, don't go in the bazaar. Because now you're going to go in the bazaar, especially with today's mode of adverts, one can imagine that agar khareedna bhi nahi, balki peechna bhi nahi, kisi tarah wo karz lekar ke khareed lenge. So when you have a need, then you go. But don't go in the bazaar to look for your needs. Why? Because that is when all your money will be absorbed and you will not be able to maintain your living standards. My dear brothers and sisters, we have spoken so much, but just also one or two few things that I would want to mention. I've spoken about interest, how we should also make adjustments in our way of living. Very important, especially we are living here in North America, it is very, very important that we should abide by the laws of the country that are not un-Islamic. Any law of the country that is not un-Islamic, we should abide by the laws. Don't go against the laws of the country. Yes, of course, use the laws of the country to get your system approved. Especially in a democratic dispensation, where America, North America, and other democratic countries, they give it the freedom of religion. And you should use the mechanism that is given to us by the government to have your own system approved, so that you live within the laws of the country and you make an effort to get your Sharia also recognized. Every possible effort should be made in that. And don't ever break and violate the laws of the country. Maulana Shafii Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned three people you must not, you must always show them respect. Teen aadmi aise hai ke hamesha unki izzat kare. One is sahibul amr, jiske paas kanoon hai. Who's got the law in the hand, don't show any disrespect to a person, warna wo aapki be-izzati kar dega. The person with the law in his hand, humble yourself. Aur unke samne koi be-adabi ka mamla na kare, because he'll take your izzat away. The second is a landlord. Probably it may not work too much here, but either in India and Pakistan if they work, that your landlord has respect your landlord. Varna, if you don't show him respect, salaam alaikum wa khairan, nacha hai unko, toh aap ke ghar se nikal denge. And the third one is, the person who you should respect is a son-in-law. Damad, اس سے کہ بیٹی کا مسئلہ ہے اور بھی ان کی آؤ بدت کرے, منت سماجت کرے, داماد ہے اور ان کی عزت اس لیے نہیں کرے کہ ان کی عزت کرنا مقصود ہے بیٹی کے خاطر یہ کر رہے ہیں. سو دیز آر دا تھری پیپل آلویز شو ریسپیکٹ اینڈ شو دیم سو دیٹ دا پرپز آف مینشننگ از دیٹ اینی لا آف دا کنٹری ڈونٹ وائلیٹ اٹ. اسپیشلی مسلمز وی آر لیونگ ہیئر ان نارتھ امیریکا اینڈ یو نو اف سمبڈی ڈز اینی تھنگ دیٹ از رانگ, اگر کوئی آدمی کوئی قانون کے خلاف کوئی چیز کرتا ہے صرف پکڑ لیا گیا تو ظاہر بات ہے کہ اس کے اندر صرف ان کی بے عزتی نہیں بلکہ اٹ ول بی بے عزتی فار آل دا مسلمز. سو وی نیڈ ٹو بی ویری ویری کیئرفل اینڈ ڈونٹ کنڈکٹ اور سیلف ان میچور وے. مائی ڈیئر برادرز, اٹ از سو امپورٹنٹ. اللہ گیو اس مال, اللہ گیو اس مال, لک آفٹر دیٹ مال اینڈ یوز دیٹ مال اکارڈنگ ٹو ہاؤ اللہ وانٹس اس ٹو یوز دا مال. مال خود برا نہیں ہے. حدیث کے اندر آیا ہے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح, دیٹ اچھا مال اچھے آدمی کے لیے اچھا ہے. اچھا مال نیک آدمی کے لیے تو اچھا ہے, اٹس اے گڈ تھنگ. یہ دا کاز دیئر یو نیڈ ٹو فلفل دا حق آف مال اینڈ یو شوڈنٹ ہیو سو مچ آف لو فور ویلتھ دیٹ اٹ گوز ڈیپ انٹو یور ہارٹ. امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اس کی ایک مثال بھی پیش کی ہے. ہی سیز دیٹ وین دا بوٹ از آن دا اوشن, when the boat is on the ocean and until the water at the bottom, the boat will reach its destination. Magar agar samundar ka pani kashti ke andar mein aa gaya, fir wo doob jayega. In the same manner, that the wealth, it must be out of our heart. And our heart, the wealth, it must be like a boat on the oceans of our heart. Magar if that wealth is going to come inside our heart is going to come inside the wealth, is like water coming inside the boat, and then you'll get drowned. And another alim, بہت اچھی مثال پیش کی, ہندوستان کے اندر مجھے معلوم تھا جس وقت میں دعوے میں پڑھتا تھا ایک طالب علم تھا, اینڈ وہ ہندو ہاؤ ٹو کنٹرول سنیکس سانپ, وہ ایک پکڑتا بھی تھا چہلتا بھی تھا دعوے کے اندر میں جب ہم کرتے تھے, تو مجھے اس پر تعجب ہوتا تھا. مگر پھر امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے دیٹ یہ مال جو ہے وہ سانپ کی طرح ہے, اگر آدمی سانپ کے منتر کو جانتا ہے دین یو کین کنٹرول اٹ, اگر سانپ کے منتر کو نہیں جانتا دین آبویسلی یو ٹرائی ٹو کل دی سنیک, دی سنیک ول بائٹ یو. لائک وائز اف یو ڈونٹ نو دی ٹیون آف مال ہاؤ ٹو فلفل دی حق آف مال, یور مال انسٹیڈ بینگ دی مینز آف برکت اٹ بی اے مینز آف وبال. یو مے میک شکر تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی, اینڈ اللہ کریم ٹونائٹ تراوی ود اس سورۃ السبع, لقد کان لسبعین فی مسکنہم آیۃ جنتان عن یمین و شمال کلو من رزق ربکم واشکروا لہ بلدۃ طیبۃ و رب غفور. اللہ تبارک و تعالی جیل دی انسن آف دی پیپل آف سبع. This was a nation living in the valleys of Yemen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, explains that how these people, how wealthy they were. And it is a picturesque country, beautiful, absolutely nice. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, جَنَّتَانِ عَلْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالِ دَائِن تَرَفِ بَاغَ وَبَائِن تَرَفِ بَاغَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then Allah tabarak says, قُلُوا بِرِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ, Allah ke rizq se tum khao. وشکر اللہ, اللہ کا شکر کرو, بلدۃ طیبہ, یہ بہت بہترین شہر ہے, ورب الغفور, اور ایسا رب تمہیں ملا ہے جو تمہیں تمہارے گناہوں کو معاف کرنے والا ہے. And then اللہ تبارک و تعالی, when this people of Saba, this nation, they have everything. If you compare the what Allah has given the people of Saba, look at there in America, Allah has also given those kind of ni'mat. Everything is found here, convenience is found here. And Allah mentioned the people of Saba so that those people that are in line with him, they also take a lesson from this. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, people of Saba, Allah ne unko sab kuch diya hai, fa'aradu, Allah ke hukam se sarka dijiye. They moved away, fa'aradu, fa'arsalna alayhim sayl al-arim, then the water from the dam, it came over. Water from the dam, it came over, and it flooded the entire town, and that very same town, which had beautiful fruit, beautiful water, that water became sour and the fruit became sour. New Orleans ke mein jaakar dekho, yahi hua. Yahi hua. Water came, flooded everything up. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives the same incident about the people of Saba. Why? No sugar, you turn away from the Lord of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, before I conclude, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us an example of some wealthy people also mentioned in the Quran Kareem. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. اس اقسم لا يسلمنها مستحيل. عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی روایت ہے, he says that there was a very wealthy person, ان کا ایک باغ تھا اور ہمیشہ ان کی عادت تھی کہ غربا فقرا کو وہ رقم دیا کرتے تھے, باغ کے اندر آنے دیتے تھے, and when he used to harvest a crop, he used to give it to them. So بیٹے ہر وقت, he had three children, and they always used to condemn the father. See the father, that har waqt whenever you cutting, aap ghuraba ko dete, ghuraba ko dete, hamare liye kab jama karenge. Par ab nek sale aaj se jab unka intiqal ho gaya, and the three children inherited the wealth, then Allah mentioned to us in the Quran Kareem that ab baap nahi hai, baap ki aadat thi hamesha sadqa khairat, ab to hum to sadqa khairat karenge, isse ka pura maal hamare qabze qabu ke andar aa gaya hai, hum karenge jo hum chahe. Allah gives us the incident of Quran Kareem, and then Allah says that one morning when the time came to harvest the crop, they woke up. Chupke chupke se wo baat kar rahe the ke aaj hum jayenge baagh ke andar mein, kisi gareeb ko baagh ke andar mein aane bhi nahi denge. And in aqsamu la yasbunha mustahil, inshallah bhi nahi kaha, wala yastafnun fatafa alaiha fa'ifum min rabbika wa hum na'ibun. While they were sleeping at night, ek aag aa karke pure baagh ko kharab kar diya. It burned the entire orchard out. فطاف عليها طائف من ربكم نائم فاصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين ان اغتوا على حرثكم ان كنتم صارمين. واپس ان کو معلوم تھا that the bag had been destroyed, so they're telling to one another that let us go to the orchard, and now we're going to harvest the crops. And when they go there, جب باغ کے پاس پہنچے تو دیکھا کہ یہ تو باغ نظر نہیں آتا, So one person said that no, sir, ho sakte baat karte karte raaste chhut gaye, kisi aur raaste ke andar mein aa gaye. And then the other one said, jo samajhdar tha, usne kaha nahi, aisi baat hai, yahi to baagh hai aur Allah ki taraf se azaab aaya hai, pure baagh ko Allah ne halak kar diya. That is when that person that was intelligent, he said that make tawba to Allah, praise Allah, glorify Allah, and Allah ki zaat se umeed hai ye jo khatam ho gaya Allah usse behtar de dega. Hadith ke andar aaya hai, in logon ne tawba ki hai aur jo baagh Allah ne unko diya le liya, usse behtar baagh Allah ne diya. My dear brothers and sisters, elders, to earn an income, halal income, it is for us. And just to conclude with one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so much to talk on this and on earning halal income. It's so important. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, ab andaza lagao kitni aham cheez hai. He says that the feet of Ibn Adam will not move away from the court of Allah until a person is asked 5 questions. Insan ke padam padam aur insan ke pair Allah ke darbar se nahi hatenge jab tak ke Allah unse 5 cheezon ka sawal karenge. And the person will have to answer. If the person answers, to unko kamyabi hogi. Aur agar jawab nahi hai, to Allah maaf kare. One of the questions is, min aina anfaqta al-maal wa aina, min aina ittafaqta al-maal wa aina anfaqtahu. Maal kahan se kamaya? Allah will ask, darbaan ke andar mein, and that will be the time where Allah is going to make faisla of jannat and jahannam. Ye us waqt hoga, jab Allah jannat ke aur jahannam ka faisla karega. Us sawal ke jawab ke upar. Allah poochega ke maal kahan se kamaya. Hadith ke andar mein hai that Allah will ask you where you got your maal. And then Allah will ask him maal kahan kharch kiya. Where did you spend your money? And the fact that year before the right in the court of Allah and now the determining time you go into jannat and jahannam, us mauke par Allah ye sawal karta hai, usse maloom hota hai ki halal kamaa uski kis qadar ahmiyat hai, how important it is. So my dear brothers and respected elders, we make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and Allah to give us the hidayat, that we understand maal ka bhi ek haq hai. And it is just not just earning the money, it is just as namaz ka parna faraz hai, just as how important it is to fast, likewise halal kamana, earning your money, spending your money, doing our business according to Sharia, looking for Sharia compliant avenues for investment. Look for those things instead of dealing in conventional things, interest, riba, haram, this sab kuch haram hai. Stay away from that. Make every possible effort. Alhamdulillah, you have so great ulama here that aise aise ulama is shahar ke andar mein hai ke kisi bahar alim ke aana mustahni hai. There's no need for any bahar alim to come in this town here because you have such great ulama, Mufti Sahab and few other so great ulama here. There's no need for outside ulama to come here. Go to them, present your muamalat to them and ask them for guidance on your maal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala amal ki tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ارنا الحق حقه وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اے پاک پروردگار تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہم بہت ہی گنہگار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, سر سے پیر تک گناہوں کے اندر ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے تمام کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو رات میں کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو کھول کھول کر کے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو سرا نہ چھپ چھپا کر کے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو قصدن جان بوجھ کر کے ہم نے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو خطا نہ سہون ہوا ہے اس کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ماں باپ کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ احباب متعلقین کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, سب کی سب کی توبہ یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. اے اللہ تمام گناہوں سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے. اے اللہ گناہوں سے نفرت ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ گناہوں سے نفرت نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ گناہ کا فہم اور سمجھ بھی ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ اور اس سے بچنے کی ہمت اور توفیق یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. شیطان شیطان کے کاموں سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں پورے طور پر بچا دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں سچی پکی توبہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ایسی توبہ نصیب فرما کہ آئندہ ہم گناہوں سے اتنے اس طرح نفرت ہو کہ یا اللہ اس کو دیکھنا اس کے قریب تک جانا ہمیں گوارا بھی نہ ہو, وحشت ہو, اس سے نفرت ہو. یا اللہ اچھے اعمال کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ نماز پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. نمازوں کے اندر میں جان پیدا فرما, روزوں کو قبول فرما, روزوں کے اندر میں جان یا اللہ کو پیدا قبول پیدا فرما. یا اللہ قرآن کریم کے پڑھنے کو قبول فرما, تراوی کو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ یہ دوسرا عشرہ چل رہا ہے مغفرت کا عشرہ ہے, یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہماری مغفرت کا فیصلہ تو فرما دے, مغفرت کا فیصلہ فرما دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ اس ماہ مبارک کے اندر میں یا اللہ تو جہاں ہزاروں کروڑوں کی مغفرت کا فیصلہ کرے گا, یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے اس فہرست کے اندر میں ہمیں بھی شامل فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں یا اللہ ہمیں جہنم سے خلاصی کا پروانہ اور جنت کے میں داخل ہونے کا پروانہ ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے لیے جہنم سے خلاصی کا فیصلہ پیدا فرما, آپ کو فیصلہ فرما اور جنت کے میں داخل ہونے کا فیصلہ فرما دے. یا اللہ یہی فیصلہ ہمارے احباب, ہمارے متعلقین, یا اللہ ہمارے بابا, ہمیں بیوی بچے ماں بہنیں سب کے لیے یا اللہ یہ دعا ان کے حق میں بھی تو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ سچی پکی توبہ تو ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امتی جہاں کہیں بھی ہو, ان کی مال کی, ان کی جان کی, ان کی عزت کی, ان کی آبرو کی یا اللہ تو بھرپور حفاظت فرما دے. یا اللہ جو مقروض ہے ان کے قرض کی ادائیگی کی شکل خزانے غیب سے تو پیدا فرما دے. جو بیمار ہے اللہ مکمل شفا نصیب فرما دے. جو کسی قسم کی پریشانی میں ہے اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما دے, اس کا حل یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں حلال سے یہ کمائی تو نصیب فرما دے, حرام سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے, حرام سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, ربا سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, سود سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, انشورنس سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, ہر تمام کا ہر حرام سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے. جو مال تو ہے نے ہمیں دیا ہے یا اللہ اس کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ بے برکتی سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں اسے بچا دے. اللہ ہمیں خلوص اللہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ مال کے اندر میں تیرا حق سمجھنا اور جاننا اس کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ علماء سے سوال کر کے ہمارے معاملات کی شریعت کے مطابق کرنے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ماہ رمضان کے روزوں کو یا اللہ تو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ دنیا کے اندر جہاں کہیں بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہو, جس لائن سے بھی ہو رہا ہو, یا اللہ دعوت و تبلیغ کے لائن سے, خانقاہ کے لائن سے, مدارس کے لائن سے, جس لائن سے بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہو, یا اللہ اس کو ظاہری باطنی فتنوں سے بچا کر کے اس میں پوری ترقی اور فروغ یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے. اسلام کا بول بالا فرما دے. ہدایت کی ہوائیں پوری دنیا کے اندر میں یا اللہ تو پھیلا دے. یا اللہ دین کے کام کے اندر میں, دین کی خدمت کے اندر میں ہمیں حصہ لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں یا اللہ داعی الی اللہ بنا دے. یا اللہ تیری طرف دعوت دینے والا ہمیں بنا دے. یا اللہ تیرے راستے کے اندر میں ہمیں وقت لگانے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ایسی زبان نصیب فرما جو ذکر کرنے والی, اور ایسی ذکر یا اللہ جس کے اندر میں حلاوت ہو جو شہد سے بھی زیادہ میٹھا. یا اللہ ایسے ذکر تو ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اللہ ایسے دل ہمیں نصیب فرما جو تیرا شکر گزار ہو اور شکر کرنے والا ہو. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں یا اللہ حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما دے، خاتمہ بالخیر یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے، یا اللہ جب دنیا سے چلے جانے کا وقت آئے یا اللہ عزت کی موت نصیب فرما، ذلت کی موت سے ہمیں بچا دے، اچانک کی موت سے تو بچا دے، اچانک کی موت سے بچا دے، مرنے سے پہلے سچی پکی توبہ ہمیں عنایت فرما دے، یا اللہ اگر کسی کا حق ہمارے ذمے ہے یا اللہ اس کو ادا کرنے کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے، ہم اس حالت کے اندر دنیا سے چلے نہ جائے کہ کوئی ہم سے حق کا مطالبہ کرے، یا اللہ تیرے فرض و کرم سے ہمیں معاف فرما دے، بندوں کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو ہمیں نصیب فرما دے، بندوں کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ وہ بچوں کو والدین کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو مطیع و فرما بردار بنا دے، یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو حفاظ بنا، ہمارے بچوں کو علماء بنا، ہمارے بچوں کو مفتیان بنا، ہمارے بچوں کو اولیاء بنا، یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے، یا اللہ اس مسجد کی حفاظت فرما دے، اس مسجد کے ذمہ داروں کی اللہ تو بہترین جزا نصیب فرما دے، ان کی یا اللہ جان کی، ان کے مال کی، عزت کی، آبرو کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما دے، یا اللہ اس کے کارکنان کو اور اس کی خدمت کرنے والوں کو بہترین جزا یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اس علاقے سے یا اللہ بہت سارے حفاظ اور بہت سارے علماء کو یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے، یا اللہ جو مخلصین ہو اور یا اللہ تیری طرف دعوت دینے والے ہو، یا اللہ اور تیرے نام کو یاد دلانے والے ہو، ایسے بندے کو یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے، یا اللہ پورے شکاگو کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے، پورے امریکہ کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے، پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، یا اللہ پوری دنیا بھر کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے، یا اللہ ہر قسم کے خیر بھلائے عافیت کا فیصلہ ہمارے حق میں فرما دے، یا اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب قبر سے بچانا، عذاب قبر سے بچانا، اے اللہ قبر کو جنت کے باغوں میں سے ایک باغ بنانا، اے اللہ اس کو کیڑے مکوڑے سانپ بچھوؤں کا گھر ہمارے لیے نہ بنانا، اے اللہ تیرے عذاب کے سہنے کی ہمارے اندر طاقت نہیں ہے، اے اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب دے کر کے کیا کرے گا، اے اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب دے کر کے کیا کرے گا، اے اللہ ہم تجھ پر ایمان لائے، تیری طرف متوجہ ہے، اے اللہ تو نے قرآن کریم کے اندر میں فرمایا ادعونی استجب لکم، ہم تجھ سے دعا کرے تو دعاؤں کو قبول کرنے والا ہے، تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ جب بندہ تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلاتا ہے یا اللہ تو اسے خالی ہاتھ واپس کرنے میں شرم آتا ہے، یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے جھولیوں کو بھر دے، یا اللہ ہمارے جھولیوں کو بھر دے، یا اللہ یہاں جب حاضرین کے اندر میں جتنے لوگ ہیں یا اللہ سب کے ظاہر حاجات و مرادوں کو یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے پوری فرما دے، یا اللہ اگر تو سب کو ان کی مراد کے مطابق عطا فرما، یا اللہ تیرے خزانے کے اندر کوئی کمی نہیں ہوگا، یا اللہ تو جاتا ہے کہ دیکھے میرے پاس سب کچھ ہے، سب کچھ تیری طرف سے ہے، یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہر قسم کے خیر بھلائے عافیت کا فیصلہ ہمارے حق میں فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے مستقبل کی زندگی کو بہترین، اچھا، عمدہ، بہترین بنا دے، یا اللہ عمر کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے، رزق کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے، صحت کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ ہماری آنکھوں کے اندر میں برکت عنایت فرما، کانوں کے اندر میں، بدن کے اندر میں، ہاتھ پیر رد و پیش کے اندر میں، ہر چیز کے اندر میں برکت ہی برکت یا اللہ کی عنایت فرما دے، یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ہمارے طرف سے تیرے بلند شان کے مطابق بہترین جزا نصیب فرما دے، تمام صحابہ کو، نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گھر والوں کو، تمام صحابہ کے گھر والوں کو، تمام انبیاء کو، یا اللہ ہماری طرف سے بہترین اجر، بہترین جزا تیرے بلند شان کے مطابق عنایت فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے دعاؤں کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے تو فعل یا اللہ تو قبول فرما دے، اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم، وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔